Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
What if we go live? Can you hear that now? Can't hear a thing. Don't know what's going on at all. It's crazy. Let's see if that's better. Is that any better? Is that better? I can't hear a thing at all. It's really bad. Really bad. I had to reset the modem this morning, and I don't think anything's happening at all. Ugh. Nope, can't hear a thing. There's nothing happening. It's just static. You can hear me now? Because I'm calling in, and I can't hear a darn thing. Okay. All right, well, we'll go with that.
Are chronic conditions holding you back from a happy, healthy life? Get on the right track with Tumbleweeds Health Center. Our CBD products are formulated to fit your healthy lifestyle.
I would definitely say that CBD has changed my life. I mean, I don't worry about my dog anymore, and I don't worry about sleeping anymore.
Tumbleweeds Health Center, voted number one health center in Tucson, has created a proprietary number of CBD blends, each designed to promote health and well-being. Let Tumbleweeds Health Center show you how CBD products might help you improve your life the natural way.
That's right. Give us a call. Nothing? Can't call us. You can't call us. Okay, forget it. Now you hear me? On your phone? Okay, you can call us. 520-838-4. Here, hang on. Of course, it's a good copy because it's pretty good. There's a way. Okay, maybe I can. I don't know. Because it's not even coming through my radio at all. I think I'm going to come through there. I had to call and have them reset it. But let's see here. There we go. Should be on.
Are chronic conditions holding you back from a happy, healthy life? Get on the right track with Tumbleweeds Health Center. Our CBD products are formulated to fit your healthy lifestyle.
I would definitely say that CBD has changed my life. I mean, I don't worry about my dog anymore, and I don't worry about sleeping anymore.
Tumbleweeds Health Center, voted number one health center in Tucson, has created a proprietary number of CBD blends, each designed to promote health and well-being. Let Tumbleweeds Health Center show you how CBD products might help you improve your life the natural way.
All right, I hear you. Give us a call. 520-838-430. You can email tcqson@gmail.com. Boy, that just puts a damper on everything when your show doesn't work. All right. Well, welcome to Weekday Wednesday. I know you're all wondering, and I can't even use my sound effects. Drum roll. I don't even know if it does. Oh. All right.
Suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call. 520-838-4430. Come on, Tumbleweed 26 East Broadway Boulevard. Get on over to the Good Leaf at 6024 East Broadway Boulevard for some hemp and CBD. Trying to get over my internet. It's just bad this morning, and maybe it's because of all the stuff I'm covering. But it's really bad right now, and I can't even get to any of my... There's azmarijuana.com. Let's see. News. Where do we want to go with the news? Okay, let's cannabis cultivator in Arizona reveals top 8 strains for 2024. All right. Is loving a world-winning cannabis cultivator. Who would that be? Nationally recognized iconic cannabis cultivator Aries, the catalog of its top 8 most popular cannabis strains for 2024. The selected strains are all indica and sativa-derived hybrids that evoke distinct effects, from relaxation and euphoria to uplifting boosts of energy. Selected flower strains, also grown aeroponically in Aries' closed-loop system, were selected based on customer feedback, sales, and industry trends. All right, I'm looking at these, and I'm like, what? All right, GMO. ChemDog times Girl Scout cookies, an indica hybrid with an average of 35 to 39% THC. That's a Jenny Bush, and that is a combination of Rare Dangerous number 2 and Amnesia Haze, a sativa hybrid with an average of 34% THC. Sativa. Jenny Bush. And that would be GMO times Project 4560. I don't even know what these things are. An indica hybrid with an average of 26 to 30%. There's one called Jealousy, and that's Cookie 41 with a cross of Sherbert F3, a hybrid with an average of 26 to 30% THC. Peanut butter mint, and that would be cross between Do-Do and Cushman. That's a hybrid with an average of 21 to 24% THC. Heard of this one. Wedding cake, which is a cross between Hi Little Bear, it's not Little Bear, Triangle Kush and Animal Mint. Little Bear, come over here. And that's an indica hybrid with an average of 22 to 26% THC. Yes, go see the winner. Number one, that's a combination of Animal Cookies, Combin Gold, and Starfighter. And that's a hybrid with an average of 24 to 29% THC. And then we have Jet Fuel OG, which is Aspen OG, crossed with High Country Diesel. And that's a hybrid with a 30 to 34% THC. Woohoo! Little Bear got that up. The new lineup of strains were selected after a successful year of growth for the sustainable cultivators, including 13 award victory at the Fall 2023 Earl Cup, and expanded partnerships with major cannabis retailers Harvest and Charlotte. This will be our best year yet, Ryan Thomas, Marketing Director of Aries, with our carefully selected top strains and an expansive portfolio of products for retailers. Aries is on an upward trajectory again this year. Headquarters in Chicago, with cultivation in Arizona, California, and Illinois. Aries is known for sustainable aeroponic cultivation. The company was founded in 2015 and is now the largest cannabis grower in Illinois. The largest aeroponic grower in the world. Along with a large selection of flowers, the company also produces pre-rolls, infused pre-rolls, edible spectrum hash oil, and the FSHO cartridges, distillate cartridges, sugar, butter, BDR, diamonds, and sauce. Rock. What even is all this crap? Diamonds and sauce, and what the heck? Got some good diamonds in there. They're expensive, but I don't think they're the world's best friend kind of diamonds that everybody's talking about. Let's find out. What is diamonds in cannabis? Cannabis. What is it? The THC diamond. Looks a lot like you're already familiar with and saying. They are THC crystals made when live resin is extracted from cannabis using a cold extraction method pressure. However, the diamonds that form aren't THC, but they're pure THCA crystals, and they check in at 97 to 99% THCA. Raw form. And what are the benefits for their exposed teeth when are composed of hydrocephalic acid, TCA, which is the precursor to THC, the cannabinoid primarily responsible for the intoxicating feeling associated with cannabis among its upstream benefits of pain relief for appetite stimulation. Okay, is butter or diamonds better? Well, cannabis potent when heated. While concentrates like butter have high THC amounts of 80 to 90%, cannabis diamonds have an even higher concentration of THC. But I wonder, once you heat it, where that concentrate, where that number goes. All right, what's the difference between shatter and diamonds? Diamonds, like shatter, are a type of cannabis concentrate, and noteworthy difference, however, can be found in terms of cannabinoids. While shatter extraction isolates pure THC from the cannabis plant, diamonds, i.e. crystals, consist of THCA, a non-psychoactive compound that transforms into THC when heated. So you can sell diamonds, I guess. See, so diamonds are crystalline concentrate made using a different extracting process from shatter. In the case of diamonds, pure THCA is extracted from the cannabis plant instead of THC itself. Extraction process usually uses heat, pressure, hexane, and acetic acid to create the separation process. Hookah concentrate sauce can also be made with remaining terpenes and other plant material left behind after extraction. I use diamonds. Diamonds are most commonly used in dab rigs. You can combine THCA diamonds with cannabis flower in a bowl or a bong, or use diamonds as part of an edible recipe. Regardless of how you use diamonds, you should do so carefully due to the product's instant kick. Experienced cannabis users might enjoy diamonds for their aesthetically pleasing appearance, strength, or versatility in terms of use. Similar to the high potential cost benefits of shatter, diamonds will get even a long-time user high. Interestingly, some argue that the THC used in diamonds is federally legal thanks to the THC Farm Bill. Could be. The reason for this is that THCA is hemp-derived and not technically cannabis in its raw form. So, an additional benefit is that THCA may be easier to access in states where marijuana-derived THC is illegal. Do we have diamonds anywhere in our shops? Any hemp diamonds? We have THCA flower and joints. So there, yes, we do have THC diamonds in our joints, in our THCA joints. They don't look like they do in this photograph, but they're inside the joint. They're supposedly in the joints I bought, too. I don't know. Okay, risks and drawbacks. An obvious drawback is that first-time cannabis users should not try diamonds. The products are too strong for someone to try until they've built more substantial tolerance to cannabis. The lack of the entourage effect may also be a drawback for some, particularly those using cannabis for therapeutic benefits. THCA's legally gray status may also be a drawback for those living in states without legal cannabis programs. Although THCA is a natural compound found in the cannabis plant, there are many other synthetic or popularity which might be sold alongside diamonds. Due to the market lacking federal regulation and oversight, purchasing products from reputable sources that invest in third-party testing is essential. So the difference between shatter and diamonds is neither shatter nor THC diamonds can be considered full-spectrum THC products. As we have already discussed, this means you may get one of the purest forms of THC. You will miss out on other cannabinoids and terpenes, but both diamonds and shatter concentrates are better fits for long-time cannabis users, and they are good choices for less experienced users. And the extraction process for both kinds of concentrates are different, so there are some similarities. Many consider diamonds generally stronger than shatter, but this depends on the product. All right, well, yeah, and that, I don't, you know, it's finding something that's not chemically extracted, the word I want to find, extracted, is kind of, it's hard.
But more and more people are wanting to find pure things these days. So there you have it. There's a cannabis clinical trial. It's still going because this is old. AZMarijuana.com, you need some new news articles. Let's see. The use of state legal cannabis products is associated with reduced levels of anxiety, according to clinical trial data published in the Journal of Cannabis and Cannabinoid Research. Because that makes you think that there's less pain and anxiety right there. Investigators affiliated with the University of Colorado at Boulder assessed subjects' use of three distinct cannabis chemobars on symptoms of anxiety. Study participants consumed cannabis flower that was either high in THC, CBD, or that contained equal levels of THC and CBD. Use of all three cannabis varieties were associated with improvements in anxiety symptoms. Normal reported, those who consumed cannabis that was high in CBD reported the most significant improvements. The study's authors concluded this quasi-randomized study showed that individuals with generalized anxiety symptoms who used cannabis 3 to 4 days a week reported reduced anxiety and improved symptoms over the study. The CBD dominant strain was associated with the greatest reduction in anxiety-related states, both acutely and over a period of 4 weeks. These findings extend data on the anxiolytic effects, I don't know, of CBD, and, its anti-anxiety effects of CBD to naturalistic use and real-world setting, and suggests that these efforts over a relatively short time may translate into longer-term anxiety reduction. In January, British scientists writing in the Journal of Neuropsychopharmacology reported that patients with generalized anxiety disorder exhibited sustained improvements following the use of cannabis products. Well, there you have it. Use weed. All right. Let's see what else is going on in the world. And that just depends on the person. And if you want to come down and you can get certified, or you can just even you can even get a consultation and just check in with one of our doctors and see if cannabis is right for you. See if hemp or CBD is right for you, and that might be a better option. Might be somewhere you want to start first. Oh, no. Maryland dispensary is fined $26,000 for selling cannabis from a dumpster. Come on. Jared Cannabis Flower sat in a dumpster for 41 hours before being removed, repacked, and sold to consumers. Maryland-based dispensary Far and Daughter and Curio Wellness was recently hit with a fine of $26,000 for selling cannabis that was removed from a dumpster. According to a Maryland Cannabis Administration, MCA, consent order shared by the Baltimore Banner, a total of 224 grams of cannabis were thrown into the garbage outside of Curio Wellness Farah and Daughter Dispensary located in Timonium, Maryland, in July of 2023. The order states that the store received a delivery of Amnesia OG flower in sealed jars, but does not specify the reason as to why it was thrown away. Probably an accident. The product sat in the garbage for approximately 41 hours and 9 minutes. Video footage shows three employees, quote, leaning over the dumpster, quote, to pull out the product. Further video shows one employee repackaging the products and later told the MCA that they did so, quote, because the original package was covered in a liquid substance, quote. A statement from Curio Wellness claims that no liquid or other substance reached the prepackaged cannabis products. Quote, the aforementioned product was inside sealed jars within sealed boxes, and it is undisputed that no outside material ever breached the jars or touched the product, Curio stated. The incident came to light when a Far and Daughter inventory manager listed as, quote, AJ, quote, reported it to the MCA. According to that individual, they recommended that the cannabis be destroyed rather than being recovered and resold, but management, quote, insisted on not losing the profit. AJ was determined from their position prior, oh, terminated from their position prior to them emailing them today. An unnamed foreign daughter general manager made the decision, quote, on her own, quote, to sell the cannabis that was previously in the dumpster. During the time that the repackaged cannabis was on store shelves between July 28th and August 3rd, it was sold to 24 medical cannabis patients and 18 recreational consumers, a combined value of $3,174.50. The consent order verifies that the MCA has received no reports of adverse incidents related to its sales of the Amnesia OG product. Curio co-founder Wendy Bronstein told MJ Biz Daily that in a statement that they are committed to launching an internal investigation to adhere to the law. Non-adherence to safety and compliance procedures is not taken lightly nor tolerated. Curio prides itself on trusted relationships with our customers and employees, strives to maintain excellence throughout all operations with a high commitment to safety and compliance procedures. Well, in addition to the $26,000 fine, the dispensary must submit its green waste logs to MCA every month for the next 6 months. It's also required to submit scale, calibration, and cleaning logs for monthly reviews, and all employees will need to be retrained on how to properly dispose of green waste. Into the MCA, green waste disposal includes contaminated cannabis, damaged or unopened products, expired products, products without labels, recalled products, and much more. To dispose of any such green waste, the business must report it on a cannabis green waste log that details the date and time of destruction, as well as the product name, metric tag number, product weight, the reason for the product being labeled as a waste, and the method of destruction. Common methods of destruction are listed as, quote, return to grower or processed, kitty litter, mulch, bleach, etc. Recreational cannabis sales began in 2023 of July and collected $20 million in sales during its first month. Reports show that the state has doubled its sales since then. According to SunMed Growers President Jake Van Wingerden, the steady increase in sales has allowed the company to give raises to employees. Once legalization happened, we were able to stabilize, and a lot of our projections came true. We recently at SunMed gave the entire staff a $5 an hour raise across the board, so we were very excited to be able to reinvest back into our team and our people. SunMed is one of the largest cannabis farms currently operating in Maryland. Last month in Maryland, Police Chief Marcus Jones stood up against county regulations that currently require new law enforcement recruits from having consumed cannabis within the past 3 years. I think in today's environment, where we are with the legalization of cannabis that has now restricted law enforcement agencies, particularly larger agencies across the state, said Jones. I mean, Montgomery County Assistant Chief Administrative Officer Earl Stoddard also commented on the rule, having a legal drug become a barrier to increasing law enforcement seems like it's a bad policy. It's a big issue now, but it's going to become an increasingly large issue as more people who have consumed with legalization consider policing. They realize they're ineligible. That's when we expect to see a bigger drop-off in applications. Jones called on the Maryland Police Training and Standards Commission to reevaluate the three-year rule, and the commission confirmed it would study alternatives but did not provide an estimated timeline for that. Well, be pulling anything out of the garbage and reselling it. It doesn't matter what it is. Seriously, you guys are that desperate? You needed $3,000. Here's what you really needed.
Puff, 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 puff,
into my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friends like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey.
Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right, there it is. 294 days. Until Christmas. All right, so I have a plant. Okay. So I have a cannabis plant, and it's just, it's a regular one. It's not an auto. And I was just, I haven't grown a regular one in a long time. And they have to go 12-12 lighting. I wonder if I could, it's going to be rough to get it to bud with my other plants that don't need 12-12, that need more lighting. That would be, well, it's still cold outside, though, at night, though. I don't know. All right, well, welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Marilyn, don't throw your weed in the garbage and use it again. That's what we're working with. Marilyn threw their weed in the garbage and pulled it back out. Did you know that 3 out of 4 Americans live in a state with adult use or medical cannabis? Research show 74% of Americans live in states with either medical or adult use cannabis. Let's see which states aren't being cool. I wonder if they'll tell us. Oh, there's the map. Cannabis dispensaries are common along the coast. This is true. Let's see here. All right, let's just do it. The majority of Americans now live in a state that has legalized adult use medical cannabis, a new Pew Research Center analysis indicates. In addition, Nearly 80% of U.S. residents also have at least one cannabis dispensary in their county. According to our analysis, 74% of Americans live in a state where marijuana is legal for either recreational or medical use. Caleb Keller, a communications assistant with Pew Research, told High Times, quote, our analysis finds that around three quarters of all dispensaries in the country are in states that have legalized the recreational use of marijuana. Another 23% are in medical marijuana-only states. In fact, two of the top five states with the largest number of dispensaries, Oklahoma and Florida, allow the drug for medical use only. In addition, 80% of Americans live in a county with at least one cannabis dispensary. Even for people that live in states and areas that don't allow cannabis, dispensaries near state borders are also thriving, often next to states with less permissive cannabis law. The catalyst for change was the approval of Prop 215 in 1996, ushering in the era of state cannabis law. California is now home to a quarter of dispensaries in the U.S. The number has grown to 38 medical cannabis markets and more with limited forms of medical cannabis. Pew Research released the following key findings. And then there's a big picture of weed, and it says, get your seeds here. 54% of Americans live in a state where the recreational use of marijuana is legal, just a dozen years after Colorado and Washington became the first states to allow cannabis for recreational purpose. 74% of Americans live in a state where cannabis is legal for either recreational or medical use. California was the first state to legalize medical cannabis in 1996. 79% of Americans live in a county with at least one cannabis dispensary. There are nearly 15,000 cannabis dispensaries in the U.S. Dispensaries, businesses that sell cannabis products, are common on the West Coast and Northeast, but also interior state Colorado. California has far more dispensaries than any state, 3,659 at the time of this analysis, more than double the amount in the second highest ranking state. A quarter of all cannabis dispensaries in the U.S. are California, and nearly all Californians, 99.5%, have a dispensary in their county. Los Angeles County alone has more dispensaries than any other state other than California itself. It has 1,481 dispensaries in L.A. Oklahoma has the most cannabis dispensaries per capita of any state, 36 dispensaries for every 100,000 residents. Pew-based updated cannabis laws on data from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, NORML. And all information is current as of February 2024. According to NORML, there are now 24 states plus the District of Columbia that have legalized adult-use cannabis as of February 2024, and another 14 states allow medical cannabis. The remaining 12 states have legalized limited access to cannabis products that contain little to no THC, things like CBD oil. Finally, 27 states across all levels of legalization have decriminalized adult-use cannabis. For population estimates at the state, county, and census tract levels, Pew Research relied on the U.S. Census Bureau, specifically Table B01003 of the American Community Survey's five-year estimate for 2019. County-level estimates include counties and county equivalents such as Fairbanks, North Star Borough, Alaska. For median household incomes at the state and census tract levels, we use Table S-1901 of the same publication. For information about cannabis dispensaries, including geolocation details, Pew researchers use data provided by Safegraph. It curates information about millions of places of interest around the globe. Another interesting finding is that state borders do little to stop people from getting access to cannabis. One in every five dispensaries in the U.S. is located within 20 miles of a state border. And 29% of these border dispensaries adjoin a neighboring state with less permissive cannabis laws. Household incomes in areas with high concentration of dispensaries vary depending on the state, dispelling the myth that they thrive in low-income areas. Quote, in four states that have legalized marijuana for both recreational and medical purpose, Colorado, Connecticut, Maryland, and Virginia, median annual household incomes are at least $20,000 lower in areas with high concentrations of dispensaries than in areas in the state with low concentration of dispensaries. In New Hampshire and New York, by contrast, median household incomes are around $20,000 or more higher in areas with many dispensaries than in areas with fewer dispensaries. The findings show how state cannabis laws have spread since the first statewide law establishing a cannabis market in 1996. There you go. Yep, most everybody can get weed these days. That's basically the premise of that article. Which states don't have weed programs? Who is it? Who would that be? Like, I think so. What is the most anti-weed state? Idaho, Kansas, South Carolina, and Wyoming. What city in America has the best weed? Well, let's see what they say. What are the best weed cities? There's Denver, Colorado, Portland, Oregon. Great weed, low cost. Seattle, Washington, Los Angeles, San Diego, Sacramento, New York, Baltimore, Las Vegas. All right, well, where is marijuana legal? Here's a guide. I guess Normal has their thing, too. You can go, and actually, you can go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, go to the education section, and I believe there is a map on there. Yep, click it. And it'll take you to the map of marijuana law on the Normal website. So let's see. I wonder, anyway, there's that. All right, let's get back to the news from High Times Magazine. Let's see what else is going on. Adult use cannabis legalization in Canada has led to beer sales decline. Oh, that's a bummer, eh? Brazen drug ads wreak havoc thanks to Meta's Facebook ad algorithm. Oh, let's find out. Reporters in Canada tested out the integrity of Facebook moderation abilities and were sorely disappointed. It's open season for flagrant ads to sell illegal drugs like psilocybin, LSD, and other drugs as Meta works to improve its algorithms to filter illegal content as being filtered by algorithms and not human beings. Sometimes the wrong content, i.e. educational cannabis material, gets taken down while brazen ads to sell drugs remain up. Some journalists are fed up with the double standard. A Canadian reporter said he was able to get an ad for LSD approved on Facebook, leading a Meta employee to finally remove the ad after the reporter reached out for comment. The National Post reports that Facebook's automated moderation system approved an ad selling LSD, saying the ad doesn't violate Meta's advertising standards. The ad was eventually removed after the reporter contacted Facebook for comment. Christopher McGrath, a senior manager at Deloitte Canada, said he began seeing ads for drugs on Facebook that he believed were triggered by algorithms while he was researching a recent report on Canada's black market cannabis trade. Deloitte Canada's report, quote, clearing the smoke in cannabis market, quote, was supposed to provide data on illegal cannabis sales, but McGrath's research for it only triggered an onslaught of various cannabis ads on Facebook. So on one hand, Meta wants to filter the content, but on the other, also market ads to users looking for items like cannabis. University of Toronto media economics professor Brett Carraway is due to the reliance of social media platforms place in machine learning and automated algorithms to police their content. Quote, when these platforms started, they had departments full of people, actual humans, to sift through the most toxic and horrible parts of the internet, he said. With the amount of content that goes up every minute, there's just no way humans can put eyes on everything. So they rely increasingly on algorithms and AI for the first round of filtration. Facebook responded to the National Post inquiries with the following, explaining that when those ads are found, they are taken down. Quote, we prohibit content, both in ads and in organic content, that promotes the buying and selling of pharmaceutical and non-medical drugs, and remove it whenever we find it. Continue to improve in this area in our ongoing efforts to keep our platform safe. Experts wonder if the decline in online advertising is playing a role and if Meta can't spend enough on moderation. Quote, we've seen a lot of major players cut back in the money they're spending, Caraway said, but Facebook needs that money. So if Chrysler or BMW leave, then they have no choice but to take on Jimmy Bob's cannabis store. Their business model is literally 98% advertising funded, so they don't have any wiggle room. All right, Jimmy Bob's cannabis store. You know, everybody's looking that up right now. Facebook and Instagram are known for targeting cannabis-related accounts in various ways, taking steps to cut back on illegal drug content. In October of 2018, Facebook placed a pause on cannabis searches. The site justified the ban, saying users were selling marijuana products through social networks. Soon, the ban would be lifted. The platforms Facebook and Instagram will close an advertising loophole, joining other tech companies amid the Great Vape Scare. 2019. In 2019, an Instagram spokesperson said that Facebook and Instagram will start removing posts that promote vaping, tobacco, or weapons. Companies that make totally harmless products such as organic soap and care products manufactured Dr. Bronner's reported posts and ads getting taken down. Dr. Bronner's experienced similar issues with its boosted posts back in 2017. So take down the natural soap and keep up the guns and the LSD. The company received this response from Facebook after some of its ads were explicitly taken down. Quote, this ad isn't running because it doesn't follow our advertising policies. We don't allow ads that promote prescription or recreational drugs. Ads like these are sensitive in nature and are usually contrary to local law, rules, or regulations. Please keep in mind that advocacy or awareness ads are allowed. Eight Tulsa, Oklahoma-based medical cannabis businesses said they've been negatively affected by social media bans, and they no longer they're taking the alleged discrimination lying down. Led by the Ye Olde Apothecary Shop, eight dispensaries have announced that they're suing Facebook executives over what they call, quote, a pattern of targeting the Oklahoma medical industry. Efforts are being made to control drugs on social media, particularly in Canada. In Canada, a new online arms bill, including content guidelines for social media platforms and enforcement frameworks, meant to hold the tech companies accountable. In newer legislation, Meta itself would be penalized for if it let illegal drug ads stay up. Okay. Well, there's always some tech guy or girl or bot or AI something, nice guy, that will always be able to get through some platform somewhere and change it to whatever it is they want to do and want to sell. I mean, that's where the black market, the what's it called? The dark web? Yeah, that's where the dark web came about. Someone, I mean, I don't even know how to get on there. I mean, you have to have codes and shit like that, I think. I don't know. I mean, I don't think you can just be like, oh, hey, Google, how to get on the dark web. I don't even think I want to research that because someone's going to look at my computer and be like, oh, shit, getting on the dark web. Find my necklace on the dark web. All right. Well, that's just how it is. I get, you know, we all got kicked off of Facebook the other day, all us iPhone users for some stupid reason. And then mysteriously, it all came back on. Let's see here. Why don't we take a little break?
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. You can email THCTucson at gmail.com. You can walk on in and get your appointment at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. And we take walk-ins. We do telemedicine. If you get on over to Tumbleweed Health Center, come go to the telemedicine section. There's a little button that says fill out form here. Fill it out. Click it, and it'll take you to a form that you can fill out. And don't worry if you don't have records. I guess the program allows you to, you can just upload a picture of your ID again if you don't have your records or something and put in notes that you don't have records or something. Is there a section for notes in here? Your tumbleweed. Yeah, there's some sections. There's actually quite a few sections you can put notes in here. So you can actually get on over to the certification section and you can hit the button that says book appointment. And you can hit that button and then you can go and find out if you want a certification. If you want to fill out the paperwork, it's only $35. And if you want a consultation, it's just $50 to find out if you want to get your card. So check it out, tumbleweedsalescenter.com. And while you're there, vote for us. Scan that code. Oh, I need to click a clicky link on there so that you can just click the picture and it'll take you over. I don't know why I didn't think about that, but we'll get to the clicky links. But you can scan it. Everyone scans things these days, so you can go ahead and scan your, you can scan it with your phone. Give it a try. Oh, you can't because you're on your phone. where's your phone? Let's see. Here, try this. Let's see if it actually works, if it takes you there. Drum roll. Oh, and she, it worked? Oh, there's Little Bear again. Oh, so you can go vote, but you can only vote once from a device. They track your devices now. So, so whatever, if you're on a computer, you can vote once from that computer. If you're on a phone, you can vote once from that phone. Good thing we all carry around 50 phones. all right. So check it out. Get on over there and vote for us, please. We'd really appreciate your vote. And come on in and get certified. It's a good thing to do. You're going to save on taxes. You're going to get legal protection, which I really appreciate. And you're going to get more medicine. You're going to get stronger medicine if you need stronger medicine. Right now, my back's killing me, so I do. I might just take another 50 milligrams. Let's see if there's a quick tidbit of something that we can share with you guys before we head on out here. I can't even believe it. I want to get the raw Phenomenally Thin rolling papers. Did you hear about that last week? You were probably traveling. Actually, you're probably in the plane. You were flying the friendly skies. Raw has a rolling paper that you barely see or taste. And they also have black rolling papers, which I want also. And we have, oh, get out of here. So we have cones. This is awesome. Is it raw? They're called Bloom. So it's a cone. You smoke your weed out of it, and then the tip of the cone you put in the ground, and it's got wildflower seeds in it. It'll grow wildflowers. So look at that. It's called Bloom. Blooms. That's cute. Blooms. That is super cute. I want some blooms. I wonder how the rolling papers are. Your typical size. Unbleached, are they organic? I'm not sure. Well, that's all right, folks. Whether they're organic or not, that's A-okay.
Are chronic conditions holding you back from a happy, healthy life? Get on the right track with Tumbleweeds Health Center. Our CBD products are formulated to fit your health lifestyle.
I would definitely say that CBD has changed my life. I mean, I don't worry about my dog anymore, and I don't worry about sleeping anymore.
Tumbleweeds Health Center, voted number one health center in Tucson, has created a proprietary number of CBD blends, each designed to promote health and well-being. Let Tumbleweeds Health Center show you how CBD products might help you improve your life the natural way.
Give us a call, 520-838. Come on down and get certified. Come on down and check out all our groovy products at the Good Leaf at 6224 East Speedway Boulevard. And check out Tumbleweeds at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Remember, only 294 days until Christmas. Be smart, be safe, and educate. We love you guys. Have a great day. Have an awesome day, guys. Happy Weed Day Wednesday. Go smoke some weed.